Yo, it's your boy Rap Funk, kicking my 2 cents. What up, y'all? All right, well, we're going to just dive into this today. We're going to talk about your boy, 21 Savage. Before we dive into this today, I'm going to say my name is Raps Funk. I am a hip-hop head, you know, and I'm a business guy, and I like to do my thing, and this is my podcast. I'm up here speaking my own opinion. If you like it, that's cool. If you don't, then that's cool too. You know, just send me your comments, like, subscribe, do whatever, follow, listen on whatever platform you listening to me on or viewing me on. I'm on YouTube under Raps the Funk, and pretty much everywhere under Raps the Funk or Raps the Funk In, and that's RAPSTAFUNKIAN. Raps the Funk In. It can be Raps the Funk or Raps the Funk In. But anyway, we're going to hop into this 21 Savage thing. All right. Everybody know 21 Savage. It's been recently in the news. 21 Savage is not a U.S. citizen. He's from the U.K. I forget, his mom was born on a U.K. colonized island. And then his father was also. And comes to surface that the dude is over here on an expired visa. And there's a bunch of hoopla behind that. The boy, the organization ICE, they came and picked him up. Super Bowl weekend. And they didn't actually pick him up. He was caught drunk driving. On Super Bowl day, he was with his friend Khalil Smith and Young Nudy. He was with Khalil Smith and Young Nudy, and they was pretty much driving drunk. I think 21 Savage was driving Young Nudy's car, and ATF was following Young Nudy, or they was basically watching Young Nudy at that particular point. But on this night, 21 Savage was driving drunk, reckless. Cops said he almost hit a marked cop car. And that's what prompted them to pull him over. So when they pulled him over, they found guns in the car. Okay? They found a gun in the car. Back in the day, 21 Savage, he had some type of legal issues back in 2014. You know, but that's neither here nor there on this issue on the night. Because, okay, the cops pulled him over. Gun was found in the car. Again, the ATF was watching his friend, Young Nudy. So they was pretty much on him anyways. That's my thoughts. It was already watching his group of people. So, all right. So, you got two departments. You got the ATF and you got ICE. So, the ATF, they was watching Young Nudy. And you got ICE, who was after 21 Savage. Because you got to keep in mind that 21 Savage, he didn't get arrested for the guns or anything on Super Bowl night, but he is being detained by ICE. Okay, now you gotta start thinking, okay, why is this man being detained? These are my thoughts, my own opinions, but you gotta think, okay, why is this man being detained by ICE? Recently, he's been on different news platforms talking about investing money. And recently, he was on social media saying he was selling a gangster persona for $100,000. Now, is 21 Savage, is he like exposing what's going on in the music industry? A lot of people out here fake. I mean, I'm quite sure a lot of you hip-hop heads know that a lot of people in this hip-hop arena, you know, they selling facades. They not really like what they rhyme on the mic to be. I'm quite sure y'all know that. But if you don't know that, You know, you can go and buy one from your man's 21 Savage for $100,000. And he said, if you don't have $100,000, he'll take your whole entire life, you know. And if you do have the $100,000, he'll take that and he'll give you all his goons and he wants 50% of your soul. So is it what he's saying, that the music industry is only interested in taking people's souls? What is that? What I do know is that after he did that, he was basically arrested. So that's pretty much like, what the hell? You know, I don't really listen to much 21 Savage music per se, but I can say that through the recent findings of what he got going on, he's pretty much a good dude. He's a smart guy. His dad is a holistic health doctor that goes around teaching celebrities how to eat right. I think that's a good thing too. I'm not quite sure what his mom does, but I know for sure, well, not for sure, I know from what the information has been given to me, that he came over here with his mom's, and he wasn't necessarily raised with his father, but he was raised in Atlanta, and his visa ran out, and to my understanding, currently, it has been under review for 4 years. So one thing I can say, you can't knock the man for not trying to do what he had to do, because he was trying to do what he had to do, you know. So you got a lot of people out there knocking the man. You know how we do. We hop on the bandwagon, just start knocking people. But the man was trying to get his papers in order. And if you want to say, well, he was caught with a gun, it was said that the gun wasn't even his, you know. He didn't even have to take the rap for the gun because the gun wasn't his. So, you know, so you can't go that route. But anyway, what I think it is 21 Savage has upset the status quo or the powers that be. He went ahead and upset the powers that be. I don't know how he did it. Maybe it'll come out in the wash. Maybe he was trying to buy ABC like Bill Cosby. But like I said before on an earlier podcast, you got to think, when I was talking about R. Kelly and R. Kelly and Damon Dash and all of those guys, is this attack on black music? Recently, there's been a lot of attacks on black music, bringing a lot of black music makers out and trying to crucify them, basically. So I'm still stuck on that right there. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of crazy, if you ask me. So, if I want to get a little bit more deeper, you know, 21 Savage and his parents, they was a part of Dr. Malachi York's colony down in Atlanta. They was a part of that. So is the government attacking the man because of that? Is he attacking him because he trying to teach it in his hood gangster way some economic growth or how to invest your money? What is it? Or are they just trying to make the man an example? Which I think they trying to make the man an example, because basically, they're going to set it out. If you're an illegal immigrant, you shouldn't be here. And I think that's what they're making that man an example as, especially in hip-hop. And you got Jay-Z want to come to his aid, which I don't think is really going to do much. Hopefully it does do something, but I don't think it's going to do much of anything. The only thing I think it's going to do is turn people's attention to Jay-Z. And I think that's some unwanted attention in Jay-Z. I don't want. He don't want that type of attention. And, you know, I feel for the brother, but my question is, did 21 Savage in any sort of way piss off the Masons or the Illuminati? Did he piss them off? Y'all leave me a comment or something. Keeping this one a little brief. I'll let your boy Rap Funk. Peace.